What up, what up? This is your girl Poetic One again.
Again.
If you're on my live Facebook, then you already know what happened just now.
Facts.
I can't rewind that.
You know, no, we can't. But it happened.
We in the building.
We here. Yeah.
It's
your
boy
girl.
Ace.
Ow,
what up, what up? This is your girl Poetic One again.
Again.
If you're on my live
Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but
yeah, we had feedback. I don't know what's going on, you guys. It's probably because we have the cook-off going on.
And folks is hungry. They're hangry.
People is hungry.
Bobby Soul is ready to eat. He talking about he a guest
judge.
He rubbing his stomach and everything.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. So, we in here tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
And as you know, we start the day night. Telling you how our week went. Well, mine was relaxing. As you can see, I'm like two shades darker.
Got that little tan, huh?
Little? I'm like your complexion.
Nah, player.
What? Okay, more like Steven's complexion. Yeah, but
yeah,
still.
Not mine.
Hey, don't judge me, okay? So my 4th of July was spent in North Carolina with my mom. Shout out to my moms. You know, we had fun.
We had the
in-ground saltwater pool.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? We was chilling like some.
Whatever.
What?
Whatever, I'm hating. I wasn't there.
It was at my mama's house. You could have came.
But that was at your mom's house. You ain't got no invite, though. What was the invite?
Y'all could have came. Now I'm telling you.
I don't need one. I could just show up.
Fact.
I'm just saying.
I need an invite. I ain't meet moms yet.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you need an invite.
Yeah, you need an invite.
Yeah, I need an invite.
I just invited you.
Right.
So,
next time.
So we went there. So, 4th of July was kind of cool. We was running around at the last minute trying to figure out how we're going to get our
fireworks.
Yeah. You know, cause
they didn't have the little thing.
But we thought, you know, out here you usually got time. You can go all night pretty much and get your fireworks.
You could have went south of the border too, though.
That was close.
That was 6 hours wait.
Six hours. That's in North Carolina?
No, south of the border.
It's like in the middle.
It's the
but
border.
Mom's is at the beginning of South Carolina. I mean, North Carolina, right?
Kinda.
Okay.
So that's still another. Yeah,
it was like an hour and a half or so away. Stephanie and Elizabeth went out there or whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, we got the fireworks.
Okay.
Right.
And of course my brother saved the day. Shout out Charles Mike.
Hey, Charles.
He came through. We thought the neighbors was competing with us, but it was Charles Mike the whole time. And he was letting off the fireworks, which is cool. And then he came in the yard with the fireworks. So everybody handling these different fireworks. So DJ got one of the fireworks.
Oh, gosh.
And Nat told him that he was supposed to hold it.
Oh, no.
But it was the kind you were supposed to put inside of
the ground.
The ground.
I didn't know my mama could move this fast, y'all.
Oh, shit. Lord, have mercy.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm so sorry.
She was sitting down. Everybody was like, ooh. And then all of a sudden it went sideways. And then she was like, ooh. And then you know how the cartoons run in the air?
Yes, ma'am. Feet was moving and she wasn't going nowhere.
But that thing passed her. And Stephen's old army ass, he stepped on that thing like and put it out.
Wow.
Saved the house.
Oh, God.
Because I think the house would have probably poof.
Not Jesus Christ. Hopefully it would just hit the side of the house.
We don't want that either.
But it was cool. We went out there. We had fun. We swam every day. I was mad when I woke up at home with no pool.
Facts.
Like I'm ready to go back.
I'd be like that sometimes. You know what I mean? I get you.
What? The bathtub does not count as the pool.
No, I said I'd be mad because there's no pool outside my house.
You got a pool in your neighborhood and they just opened it. You want to go?
Oh, do they?
No.
They haven't even opened mine yet.
No. Why would I want to go out there?
Why not? It's chlorine. Doesn't that kill germs?
Ooh. Yeah, it does clear germs, but you still got to
I mean, people pissing them joints and you still swim in it?
A lot.
That's just...
It goes in your
mouth. That makes me itch.
It's more people pissing pools more than you know. People,
oh, I know. They just...
they just nasty.
I don't, that's why I don't really mess with public pools. But anyway.
So...
My week was...
But that was my week, yeah.
How was your week?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell y'all afterwards about
About the what?
Just go. How was your week, Ace?
My week, I was just chilling, pretty much. That's all I did all week long.
So you ain't back to work yet, are you?
Nah, but I'm still getting them checks, though. So
that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Those are great checks. Yeah. Nah, those are great checks. Them checks last forever. So, you know, all I did was sit
in the house. Especially when you ain't got
nowhere to go. Hmm. Facts. My baby girl, well, my oldest, she's here. So, you know.
Okay. How old is the oldest?
9.
Still a baby.
Oh, I thought he was going to say like 15.
Right.
No. Right. Listen.
I'm thinking.
He's like it was 50.
First off, I'm the youngest one in this room. Okay.
Are you?
I am.
Are you?
I am.
I look younger than you, though.
The younger. I was gonna say the younger. Okay. Youngest, all
right.
Oldest.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Okay, elder.
Shut up. But nah, my week. I was just chilling, you know, and you know, preparing for this bake off so I can beat that ass real quick.
Whatever. Not with cheddar cheese.
All right.
How was your fourth?
Chilling, you know. I mean, I threw a barbecue. You know, fam came through.
BBQ. Okay.
You know,
okay.
BBQ. Oh, see, I should have bought you some of them ribs, though. Them ribs okay, are smacking. Moving along. Oh, no, whoops. Don't get mad.
Whoops. Shout out Bessie with the good hair.
Ooh. Hey, Bessie.
Hey, Bessie.
See you Saturday. See you Saturday.
What's up? How was yours, Jersey girl?
Jersey.
Same, you know, same shit, different book. I worked all week. You know what I'm saying? 4th of July went down. To Richmond, that was nice. We lit some fireworks, you know, boom, boom, boom. We was competing with some neighbors, you know.
Some neighbors, right.
It was like,
I got you.
Like all five of them at one time.
Felt like we was on attack.
Yeah.
Just like all of them. Line them up.
A whole band in the backyard. I got you.
So, it was fun, you know, drank a little bit, smoke a little bit. Oh, you can't roll your tongue?
Oh, I can.
Yeah, I can roll
my tongue.
You can't roll yours.
Anyway.
But it don't right. stop. It don't stop me from getting the job done.
Oh, hey, I was just saying I could roll my tongue.
Okay, right? Know. Like, hold on.
What she's talking about?
Wait right. a minute. Where did all this right. just go?
Wait a minute. PG. Wait. Let's keep it PG. Okay.
All right.
And so it was PG. All up. You know, we spent the night. You know, and came ooh, back.
Chilled
know.
Out.
We did. We chilled out. Came back.
But you,
the next
but
day.
You enjoyed yourself.
I did. That's it was very relaxing. At my stepdaughter's house. You know what I'm saying? So she did her thing. And I enjoyed all of it. Her mama cooked. And, facts. You know.
It's always great when you ain't got to cook.
Girl. Don't it make the food taste better?
It sure do.
Whew.
You can eat as much as you
what?
Want it.
I was man. Just make a plate. Is that what you're saying? Just make a plate? Yes, ma'am. It was
make
good.
Make a plate.
That's all I had to do. So.
Brother Knowledge.
How was your
week
and fourth?
Right.
Long weekend did you have?
Why you breathe so hard?
It's been like that. It's been stressful when.
Oh,
there's a lot going on. It's been real busy so far because okay. It's only Wednesday, so right. I got two more days. But other than that,
but you ready to eat tonight though, right?
Pause. Damn right, man. You know, I was just telling Tess, man. I was
he
like,
eat nothing all day, just like Christmas.
Oh man, so he already know it's about to go down.
Christmas dinner. Oh, all right.
He's not Thanksgiving.
He's not feeling your cheddar dry cheese.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
Hold on. Y'all asked me to send me the pictures in the video,
we
and I did that.
Yes. Let Knowledge speak.
Yes,
okay.
Knowledge.
We want to hear about his week.
Go ahead.
And his fourth.
But anyways, I would say. Then I'm ready for that mac and chaz cheese.
I want to see what it's hitting for.
And the ziti.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ziti.
Okay.
I'm dry.
Okay.
On, it ain't dry, baby. It ain't never dry.
That shit look like it was.
I did bring some chicken.
You know the little Chinese spot that you go to and they give you them dry noodles?
Oh no.
That go on the top.
Whoa.
Or like the whoa. What's that damn thing called that when you make the green bean casserole.
Oh, I like that.
Which
good though. I
love the green bean
with
casserole.
With the little onions on top?
It's meant to have the onions on top. That's how it kind of looks.
It's not a casserole if it doesn't have the little green, the onions on top.
The little fried onion things on top.
I could pass on it, but I've had it
I'm
before.
Just saying.
Facts.
Oh, let me put this out there before we
put
get
it out there.
What's up?
I don't want to be, you know, putting nobody out there like their names or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But my friend Poetic One over here had post a nice riddle question, I would say.
I did?
Well, there's no such thing as
yeah,
that.
I did that.
It was a riddle.
Okay. What was the riddle?
It was me.
What was it?
I mean, I know Chaz knows me.
Right.
And the reason why I'm Knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What
right.
was the
you
riddle?
Know, so it was very simple. It was a very simple answer. You know what I mean?
What was the riddle?
I think I answered it very well. But the riddle was that it was a picture riddle. So basically, you had a horse.
Oh!
Oh yeah!
Coming
yeah,
and going.
Yeah,
okay. So was it coming or going? Because I couldn't really.
It
tell.
Was going. You know why?
It looked like the rain. Nah, like she was pulling the rain. The thing.
Why do you say going
at the front?
Let me tell you why. Okay, the picture, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's very very hard to see because it's very
the
gloomy. The sun is down low. Or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But one thing you got to look for when the sun is down low like that, it's the best to see shadows.
And the shadows
so you go by just like a compass or
so is your shadow behind you?
So shadow's always behind
shadows
you or side of you.
Right.
It's never in front of you.
Never.
There's a song out. I forgot who the artist is, but I listen to so much music.
Someone else said that too.
There's a song out there. It's called let the sun be behind you. Let the sun be behind you. And the song literally is about, you know, try to keep your past in forward.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In front of you. Because you'll never see it behind you, but you know it's the past.
I got you.
And every time you come ahead of it in the future or whatever, you
said this to say that you were right and everybody on my page
was
wrong?
I was definitely right. Let me tell you why. Because
you
the
said
shadows,
he was right.
The shadows.
Y'all go look at that post on my page.
The shadow was facing
on Facebook
backwards. Behind, when you're looking at it, it's facing
us. I've seen the little ropes. It looked like they were in the front.
The main shadows from the horse and the woman.
It was in the back.
You said the same thing?
So if you're walking forward, and you're looking at the sun, and basically what they do in the country, they take their horses to the river to get them bathed.
Oh, so you know the whole scenario. Oh, you know where they was going and everything?
Look.
Brother, no.
So this guy, if I'm getting it right, I would say initials, DW. I don't care.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I mean? And
was he angry or something?
No, well, he wasn't angry. I think he was a little intimidated, and he was a little... you know, discouraged because I had a very valid point.
Right.
You know, at the picture. And I simply said, I answered the question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
As
so it was no problem. I mean, everybody answered. You posted it.
It was a free answer.
It was
right.
It was out of
ways or whatever. I don't care. You know what I mean? I will sit out here and say
I don't
care.
That's my guy.
I said what I said.
I don't care, bro.
You know, I said what I said.
The number is Rhythm X Radio.
How please, it works.
It's no violence, no beef. Just call the number.
The number is 703-951-7003.
And I want you to call up here, brother. I want
you
to call.
Was the horse coming
so,
or
see, look,
going? Because
see,
you
look, you never try to teach.
You know what? Don't do me like that.
You never try to teach somebody or whatever something they already have facts of. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't do that. You come out and you speak out and say some stuff or whatever, that's cool. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
you have freedom
right,
of speech.
Right.
You can speak all you want. But when you come in there and you try to, you know, insult my intelligence,
you gotta
you know what
go.
I mean? It's like, yo, homie, let me tell you something. First of all, whatever, all I said was...
I know they was going to the water and everything.
Facts. All I said was is that they're going. And the reason why is that, but my first quote was, shadows are always behind you.
Oh, I think I saw that.
So right? going.
Shadows are always, that's the name of a song, okay? That's the name of a song. Shadows are always behind you.
I think
you.
I saw that.
So he took that out of everybody else in their comment, their post or whatever. He took it to the heart. Because he came back, he's like, laugh out loud or whatever. Some stuff talking about, yo, yeah, you're crazy or whatever. Shadows can be anywhere. In any direction. I said, what?
No.
I said, any direction. I didn't even get into it.
On the side
I said,
or the
okay.
Back
I said, no, this is what I said. This is what I said. I said, this is what I said.
I'm not sure.
I said, cool. What do you mean it's not sure?
Let me see.
I said, it's cool.
Okay.
There you go. I said, it's cool. I said,
so he
you're
said,
right.
Shadows are always behind you. So going. Mm-hmm. And Dennis Williams.
Oh, put it out there.
Said, he's just going to put the man name
right,
out there?
Right, right.
I mean, he posted
he posted.
On
talk that talk.
That's what I'm
he said, what question is. Mark, exclamation. And then DJ Steve said, look at their shadows. And Dennis said, shadow can be anywhere around you. It depends where the light source is coming from.
That's what DW said.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right. DJ Steve said true, but the question was, were they coming or going? If you're walking towards the sun, the shadow is going to be behind you, brother, or slightly to the side of you. No debate. And when the sun is in front of you, the shadow forms behind you. If the sun is to the your left, then the shadow forms to your right.
Man, we ain't got to talk about all that.
We don't
man.
Even have to talk
we
about
ain't
it.
Gotta
but
talk
but
about
that post was from Google.
Heart.
That was from Google.
Bless
your heart. Right.
Yep. And then he said, bless my heart. So I was like, you're right.
Who
go
said,
ahead, read on.
Oh, facts, Mr. Williams. Dang.
Yeah, I said, facts, Mr. Williams. I said, look, I am blessed.
So
I said,
this
we
is
get
the
on
picture.
With it.
Oh, I don't know.
Please call the radio station so we can have a conversation about that. Please.
Are they coming
that'd be a great
or
spot.
Going?
And once you see that they're coming, going?
Going.
Are they
you can't
going
or
see
going?
It.
They're going. They're not right. coming for you.
Right.
Towards you.
They're going.
They're going.
Okay, well.
Going.
They were going. So tonight, you guys, exciting. We are having a cook-off. So if you listened to our show last week, then you know that Lil Ace over here.
Yes, sir.
Lil Ace.
Nice.
Lil Ace that's in the
boost
chair over here.
First time I ain't
having
no booster.
Never. He claims that he can outcook moi.
Come on, pimp.
I got the tissue beside him because it's bullshit.
Nah.
And he may need to blow his nose.
Come on, pimp.
You know, listen, and we got the juice beside him because we want him to be able to wash that dry ass ZD.
Okay. I like this. I like this. Talk that talk.
We have special judges. You know, Bobby Soul is going to be a judge and taster.
Shout out, Bobby.
T-Rock is in the building to be
a
taster.
Shout out,
T-Rock. I'm just saying, you know, I made baked macaroni and cheese.
I did bring a taste of baked chicken.
And I got that ziti.
And I made a mixture of chicken as well.
I got that ziti.
Just to throw the punch a little bit harder.
The gut punch.
About to go down.
I'm just saying. So make sure y'all stay rocking with us, and then we got a couple other little things to talk about this week because it was an interesting week that I think we need to discuss some things. And it goes right along with our Stop the Violence event that we got coming. Okay, you guys, and a little bit of the news. So stay rocking with us. If you got some comments about who cooks better, men or women, which clearly I feel like the women well, not all women.
Not all, because it's new generation.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Okay. I'm just saying, if you have a comment or have a feeling about that, you can hit us up on all social media sites, The Serious Business Show, or you can hit us up at rhythmixradio.com, 703-951-7003.
Be right back, y'all.
We got no music right now.
So, it tonight is. I said tonight is technical difficulty night. We just got a couple little issues going on in the station. So, in the meantime, though, my mac and cheese is. What you laughing at?
Because you keep raising these macaroni and cheese, man.
You ain't going to be laughing when you. This is good.
Listen, I get you.
And I understand that.
You get me. But, and you understand that.
You know.
I want to know how many cheeses are in your mac and Chaz cheese.
A lot.
About like 6, 7.
All right, knowledge.
Did you see?
6, 7.
Right. Did you see the video?
I didn't say which kind of cheese.
Did you not
see
my video?
They look dry.
Yo, no, well,
nah, he was frying the sausage.
Was it you, Ace, that poured, or was it you that poured
me? No,
it was her.
She poured that extra cheese on the top.
No, that was the cheese sauce.
No, that was the cheese sauce. What did
you
say? Wait.
Cheese sauce.
I make my cheese sauce.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with him?
Is he?
What the
question
fuck is wrong
mark?
With him?
Listen,
what is wrong
listen,
with him?
You know what, man? We got.
Listen. So you ain't never had a cheese sauce on in the mac and.
So what you get? A can of cheese?
Oh, no. Nah.
What do you
use? Cheese, plant? Six or seven.
No, okay, I'm saying. So, no, my cheese got, it's a lot in there, brother. Don't come for me.
I use about 5.
Which, man, what's your multicultural baked ziti?
We about to get to this food.
Right. I'm not going to lie. My cheese sauce never came out right, but it's still
always on
point.
I can show you how to do it. I can show you how to do it.
I'm just saying. Every time.
I want it more creamy than it is, even though my family's like, no.
I know exactly what
to do. Want a little bit more creamy?
I know exactly what. How she do it?
I know this.
How she do it? How she do it, y'all? How she make her mac and cheese?
I know this. I know this.
Grandma, man, listen.
I know this.
What you know?
I do like ziti. Right.
Okay.
But I've been turned off of ziti.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I had it at a restaurant. And
it wasn't right. Right.
It was dry.
And it turned me. And you look, I'm telling you, that's the only thing. If that thing ain't.
Listen, the secret. I mean? Listen, the secret is the meat.
Was, is it the meat? Is it not the sauce, but the meat?
No,
is it the meat?
Listen,
it's not the meat.
It's the sauce. The sauce complements the grease. The salt. Right. The sauce complements the meat. You know what I'm saying?
Cholesterol.
They go hand in hand.
We gon' see.
We about to see in a little bit.
We gon'
so
see.
Who told you that your baked ziti was good?
My dad, and he's a chef.
Oh, now your dad. Whoa. Now his dad
wait
was
a minute.
Hold
wait
on.
A minute.
Now wait a minute.
His dad was a chef.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Are you ready, DJ Steve? Are you ready? Because I can't take no more of this.
We about to we gotta work into it. We got a lot of time right now. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? So,
well, when did your dad become a chef? Because I never heard this story.
Yeah, I said this is the first we've heard of this.
My dad is a chef. I can call him right now. And it's
no,
certified.
We didn't say call a friend.
No,
we
I said,
call my dad. When
did your dad
become
a chef?
Or
call my mother. My dad been a chef.
So your dad outcooks your mom?
All the time.
All the time.
Listen,
I only know.
My dad is what, 59 years old.
Philly is the only dude that I know that can throw.
My dad is 59 years old, and he been cooking OG since kitchen. He been like 18, 19. And he used to work at the White House.
Oh, now he worked at the White House.
He set up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And he's
so we should be able to Google him.
No, I believe you.
Google it. Google it.
Look.
That was base.
Look, I'm truthfully right now. I'm ooh,
Google
I'm
it.
I'm so ready.
Google it.
I'm so ready. I'm telling you. Yes.
Don't understand,
I did
bro.
See.
There's gonna be so much pasta.
He didn't have his
so much cheese.
Uh huh.
Out. He had had.
Wait a minute. It's the, no ragu and there's no.
He had the
Prego.
Diced tomatoes. Is what it looked like.
He said he used.
Part of the secret,
and we asked you that last week.
Oh my god, we did.
Hold up.
Hold up.
He showed.
What he did was he tried a new recipe tonight.
Whoop.
No new recipe.
He googled it.
Okay, Crystal, can you call us?
That's what we should talk about.
Wild.
Okay, so all right, so this is how we do it.
Wow.
Because this is a competition.
It's a friendly competition.
This is it's a very friendly competition. So this is how we do it. This is how we do it. Chaz, what ingredients did you use?
A lot.
Okay, so what do the food groups? Okay, cheese. What type of cheese?
Different types.
Okay, that's fine.
If you use multiple,
give us two.
Multiple. Okay, sharp cheddar.
Okay, because there's
yes
a whole bunch
it's
of cheese
a lot of cheeses.
So you can go down the list and you can
Parmesan
really say.
But what type of sharp cheddar? Because I mean, you got
Parmesan.
The ones.
Uh-uh.
He
said, give
you
two.
The ones.
Hold up, Ace. I got this. Let me do the questionnaire.
Okay. Continue on.
That my mac and cheese is.
So
we'll see. We gonna see.
What's the next question?
Next question would be, what seasonings did you use, or did you use any seasonings?
I do.
I got one from down south.
Italian seasoning.
Okay, that's all you
got
to say. Boom.
Oh, okay,
we already know what
okay.
Italian seasoning is. What type of herbs are in there?
Italian,
you know,
seasoning.
So,
that's,
yeah.
That's simple.
Whoa. Oh, competition.
Let me guess.
Did you
hear
that?
Put some green peppers in your damn mac and cheese.
What?
Nah, I got some of that. I got some.
What you put
stuff
in it?
I got
breadcrumbs.
Okay, Ace.
I got some. Listen, I got some of that stuff from Louisiana type stuff.
Oh.
Stuff that you can't buy in the stores, pimp.
What?
Nah, play. Don't worry about that.
So.
Oh, okay. So one of the listeners said, "What are the seven cheeses that you use?
Give us two."
Uh huh. Because you said you use seven cheeses. Okay, cheddar.
And
never had cheddar, my baby.
You never had cheddar?
Not in my
so
baby.
You got
that's what's
so
scared
you,
me.
So the ones that I'll tell you I
is
use.
Is it sharp or mild?
Sharp and mild.
Okay.
And then I use the what other cheese I told y'all
you used? No, you said like five.
We wasn't there.
I did say a lot.
Oh, pepper jack. Is
yeah,
what you
pepper
said.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's only two.
Okay,
three.
So I said two.
Sorry.
No, you said only give you two, so that's two that I gave.
Technically, he gave us three because he said sharp
okay.
and mild,
right.
And then pepper jack.
Okay, Rich, he told
so
you three.
Three.
He told
yeah.
you three out of
we're
the
not
seven.
Gonna ask, right.
We're not talking about the
so
Gouda.
So when you make mac and cheese, what do you use?
Right.
What cheeses do I use?
Yes.
That's what I said. You get you look.
That's a
man.
Lie,
look here,
like,
damn it! I'm running the questionnaire.
Right.
Here, okay, shit.
You know
what
I'm saying?
In the building tonight.
You're right. Like,
you know what I mean?
Just
they ain't gonna do
me.
This
like,
to me tonight.
Cook.
Look here, fans. Hit me
you
up. GOD.NOLIJ@gmail.com.
Please
hit me up. You can send me your music. You can send me pictures. I don't give a damn. Okay, I'm trying to mix a whole bunch of shit up this summer or whatever before it's over. Back to it. Questionnaires.
Uh-huh.
Okay, same what type
like
of damn cheeses? No, I'm not. I love serious business and I love the opportunity.
Right.
That I'm given.
So, I'm talking about the food.
Oh, okay, and I'm also that. The blessed that you came here with some. I'm not even gonna talk about that right now.
Again,
okay, look,
mac
and cheese. Cheese. Oh my god.
Make my own. Mac.
Okay, and my man Ace ZD is supposed to be
A-Z-D.
Hitting.
A-Z-D.
Now,
A-Z-D.
That's good.
A-Z-D.
That's good.
Okay.
That is good.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. That meat right. And that. That sauce?
I saw that you were using kibasa sausage. It's beef.
Was it
kibasa.
Beef? Okay.
I was paying attention
okay.
to the little. I watched the little scroll over like
right.
four
it,
times.
It was
like,
fast,
okay,
right?
Cheese.
It was fast.
I said, is that cheddar cheese? He said, no.
No. It wasn't all just cheddar.
But it was cheddar.
But
it
was cheddar.
But
I knew that the cheese
there.
Was yellow.
Yellow.
Orange
yeah, yellow.
Yellow.
I mean, I could have used that good white too. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to lose.
Ooh,
you're going to lose.
That
you're not
is
a good,
strong.
You're going to lose. Like,
that was
not
strong.
A good loser.
Hey, we're okay. going to see in a little bit. Don't
I'm just sitting here
it.
With my little baked chicken.
It's okay. We're going to see.
Yeah,
because I made.
She got
so
baked
I made
too.
Three types of chicken.
Wait right. a minute. Oh,
and she bought baked
up.
Chicken.
Hold up.
It's about to go down, my guy.
made Italian herbs.
It's enough just to taste it.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Italian
it's about to go down.
Chicken. And then I made like a sweet, spicy chicken.
Okay.
And then I made fried chicken. You know, because everybody loves.
Oh, I did bring some cheese garlic bread.
Okay,
I bought
some cheese garlic bread.
You know,
some bought cheese garlic bread.
I ain't gonna lie about that one. That one
I'll show you
from
how
the store.
Make the real shit.
Listen.
Well, I bought the beverages. So
I'm talking about
dough
and everything.
Ain't nobody doing all that.
But don't worry about it. It's gonna go down. I promise you, it's going down.
It's going down.
So you know what? So you know if it's okay with y'all, you know, we gonna taste it.
Why are you licking your lips? Because
I'm hungry too.
You taste the LED already? It's gonna taste like this.
Nah, that's that Chaz mac and cheese that's gonna taste like this. So.
Y'all shooting. Y'all shooting.
Listen, we shooting them out tonight. I'm just saying. I'm
just saying.
And that sauce?
Okay. What kind? How do you make your sauce?
Well, hold on. You giving out secrets? I can't give out secrets.
I mean, because I make things like lasagna and stuffed shells and manicotti.
I can do it too. Like,
you know,
I can make that. I can make ziti. I can make beef stroganoff.
Nigga, everybody can make beef stroganoff.
No.
Who can't make beef stroganoff?
A lot of people I know.
That's just Hamburger Helper, the homemade version.
A lot of people I know can't make beef stroganoff.
Really? Oh. I guess I come from a different... era of cooking. Like, my mom cooked. Everybody cooked.
I got you. But I think we both come from a different era.
And my mama cooks.
Like... My mom and my grandmama, they throw down. Okay.
Yeah, and my breakfast, man, you should. My breakfast this weekend?
Oh,
my sister made chicken and waffles. Mm.
Okay, I made that too. Mm. What else?
Make it like this. Because her chicken is, oh my gracious.
Who made the chicken? Which
Ashley, the youngest of the 13.
Yes,
of us.
I made some
she got her own batter and everything.
Wait, I made some Cajun cheese grits this weekend. What you talking
about?
Okay,
that doesn't
with some shrimp.
Cajun.
Was there some shrimp on
top
of that?
Yeah, it was some shrimp.
Yeah, so you didn't call us.
No, we didn't.
You wasn't here.
You're right. I would have told you to save me a plate until
I
get
back.
You was
here. I'm so sorry.
So my mom made her
so you weren't here either, so.
Signature omelet. You know about the omelet. I know you know.
I don't know nothing about these. Listen, you're making
this
sound.
The omelet. You done had the omelet.
Yes,
you making it sound real nice.
That I cannot duplicate to save my life.
I'm just saying. And then.
Oh, the whole family cooks. Mm-hmm. They put their big toe in it.
So you know what?
And my toe ain't even that big.
So you know what? I think we should do something like this every month then. You bring in a dish, I bring in a dish.
Every month?
Every month.
You sure you ready for that?
Man,
once a month?
Once a month.
Don't play.
We can do that.
She said.
And have the cook-off every month.
All right.
And then when we get to 12, we just going to tally it up and see who won the whole thing.
Me.
Cute.
You know what I'm saying?
On the 12th day of Christmas.
My true love that
you won everything.
Yeah, okay. Sounds wonderful.
Okay. All right. DJ Steve about to do his thing, y'all. We're going to go on a break and let y'all know who's going to get to tasting what first when we get back.
Oh, yes, sir.
A lot of shit that had me scared now. Don't you leave me here for dead now. I've been sorting through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of shit that had me scared now. Don't you leave me here for dead, nah.
Look, the winner is here. The pressing is tripling. Nobody give a shit. I'm getting bread. Industry really be killing my niggas. Guess entertainment business, yin and the gang. Wait. I'm not the same. I can't find no peace. I sacrifice my world to a world that ignore me. Black man in therapy, cause white terror don't sleep. I got the roll of Miley, might stop the PTSD. Carry the weight, bitches break up with you if you don't break. Niggas is lame, nigga my drive ain't the same. Of course you are rate, it's a race. On God, I got some reason to wear my head down. Pray all my odds be even, cause it get hard. And I follow what I feel, but that's the issue. My thoughts can be deceived if they get it wrong. Welcome.
I've been so damn through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of shit that had me scared now. Don't you leave me here for dead now. I've been sorting through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of
the shit that had me scared now. Don't you leave me here for dead now.
And on God, she got some reason to wear her head down. Pray all her odds be even, cause it get hard. And she follow what she feel, and that's the end show. Her thoughts can't be the same, her thoughts can't be the same. Summer approach, she look in the mirror, she wish it was winter. Her tummy is poking, looking at Instagram, making you sick of the figure you fishing for in the ocean. Your potential is more than good, expectations is bogus though. Talk about what the eye don't see, this is body dysmorphia. Most of these pseudo celebrities ain't really beautiful as you could ever be. Talking to tanning and bleaching and all the procedures that make you go think that you not a queen. Now I ain't judging, just being real. If the silicone help your anxiety, if I like you enough, I'ma foot the bill. But you do it for you, shawty, not for me. That's a cycle that she repeat. All the models she follow ain't looking sweet, but the body she like doesn't cup a cheek. She will live under night for the infamy. See, but who am I to judge? I got my own problems, so I am not the one. When things get dark, I be in my own mind. So even in the crowd, I be more so alone. It's like yo, it's like me, it's like us, it's like her, it's like you, it's like us.
Yeah. I've been sorting through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of shit that had me scared now. Don't you leave me here for dead now. I've been sorting through a lot of shit that's in my head now. A lot of shit that had me scared now. Don't you leave me here for dead
Serena. Told me she could dance and she'd be ballerina. Said she wished to see me selling out arena. She know I'm a D-boy, fresh out of cleaners. Ask me why I keep on switching tags on the papers. And I got a what, I got that pussy far. Damn. Slide down loud and I ask them all in. I'ma show a love, hit her out the back end. Swear she so loud, damn, I gotta be far in. Gotta have to tell her, I don't need no walk-ins. I don't need nobody coming in to rap. You looking so bad, girl, you looking so bad. She don't depend on no man, got her own bag. When she in sex, fifth don't look at no tags. And she got real fun, not no low jack. You looking so bad, girl, you looking so bad. She don't depend on no man, got her own bag. When she in sex, fifth don't look at no tag. And she got real fun, not no low jack. Ain't in everywhere she ever, and she still a show. Bad little bitch, and she look good down to the toes. Pussy so good, got a nigga won't propose. Just in public, then we might go ahead to pose. I don't know if I could ever give you up. I ain't trying. I be mad as how I heard a nigga fuck. I ain't lying. You stay down and you really know what's up. You my spine. She be mad when I got lean up in my cup. It's just a line. Every nigga need a chick that's really down for everything.
Facts.
Even with them things.
No cap.
And that's on everything.
You dig?
Just listen to the rain. You looking so bad, girl. You looking so bad. She don't depend on no man. Got her own bag. She in sex, fifth don't look at no tag. And she got real fun, not on Lord Jack. You looking so bad, girl, you looking so bad. She don't depend on no man, got her own bag. When she in sex, fifth don't look at no tag. And she got real fun, not on Lord Jack.
Bring us back. Bring us back. Hey, hey. Y'all gonna have to excuse us because
right. Because everybody was in here getting they eat on.
You couldn't hear nothing in here.
Just smacking.
And fingers licking, and it was all that kind of stuff going on. I'm gonna go home and sleep like a baby tonight, y'all. I'm just putting it out there. I'm gonna sleep like a baby.
You gonna sleep like a baby. Bobby Soul.
Bobby. Young Bobby.
Bobby, what's wrong?
Bobby.
Bobby said there's a whole bunch of problems in here right now.
Tell us how you really feel, Bobby.
I mean, for real.
Yeah, we want to talk about it, Bobby. Let's go in.
So, if you guys are just joining us, basically we had a cook-off. So, Ace made baked ziti. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as dry as I thought.
It wasn't dry at all.
But I personally didn't care for the sauce. But I usually my sauce is different. So it's okay to taste other things, though. And he did pretty good. I like the meat choice. I like how he did the meat in it because I never did the kielbasa in it.
Yeah,
and then
That's good.
I made macaroni and cheese and three different kinds of chickens.
Three.
And
I just came Ms. in here Toya with my made baked chicken.
Baked chicken. But it was good. All of it is good, okay?
It was really good.
If you want to see what the food was looking like, all you have to do is go online. I was posting pictures. But I want to get some feedback from the taste testers. They're still eating right now. Bobby Soul's in the corner. He just done found a little cut to go in.
He over there shaking heads and licking fingers.
He said he got a lot to say.
Yeah.
All I know
so,
is.
So come on, Bobby. Come on over
come
here.
Come on to the mic, Bobby.
Oh, you still eating?
Okay.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, we good. Did you get a chance to taste everything?
I tasted everything.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you like this. First thing first, can't call this a cook-off.
Well, we know. Oh, it was more like a potluck.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So the problem though is that y'all was promoting it. Who cooked better, men or women? This not fair. Right. Not happening. Not fair.
Because it's all good.
It was all good, but I'm gonna tell you like this: they put my man at a disadvantage. He cooked one dish, and they cooked four different.
I cooked one thing.
Speak that. Not talk fair. It.
If my they would have picked one flavor,
I get you
to go against that ziti. So technical. One of those four flavors. Which one would you have picked to go against that ziti?
I probably would have made something similar, like manicotti or
no, we talking about the chicken.
You're saying, out of those four flavors of chicken, which one?
I can't, because you can't make macaroni and cheese without chicken.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the mac and cheese. I'm talking about the chicken.
Facts. That was facts.
Her chicken.
Like which one do you think is the best one?
I like the Italian one. Okay.
There was one chicken that stood out above the rest by far.
Which one?
That Italian.
The Italian. I haven't had the Italian one yet.
That shit was.
I haven't had that one yet.
Delicious, nigga.
Look at her. She's
yo, banging. Okay. With that being said, my man Ziti was on point though.
Come on, Slim.
Okay.
Come on, Slim.
Dun 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 dun. AZD got a 1 point. AZD got 1 point.
Uh-huh.
My man AZD got a 1 point.
Get out the room.
All right,
on.
So let's
on,
go to
Kirk.
The next North Jersey.
DJ, she already had my cooking.
I'm hit.
But she still got to put her vote in. We got to see who wins. On, everybody got to put their vote in.
Well, I'm not a judge.
Y'all are the judges. You
okay, okay, fine. That's cool. We can do that. It's fine.
There you go. Go ahead.
But there's really only one thing I'm getting.
Oh.
The chicken.
All right, Kurt. Come on, speak on it, bro.
Am I supposed to be answering right now?
Give us your feedback. What did you like the most?
Well, excuse me.
Okay, he got the.
There's only one more.
Are you going to take it?
There's two more.
He's really digging for that chicken.
All right, so yeah, okay. All right, yeah. Hold on.
I'm still eating over here, by the way.
Okay, all right, I'm answering. Hold on.
I didn't say nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought y'all was rushing me.
I was.
Y'all gonna make me choke. Okay, look, check it out. Down. All right, look. The ziti, all hands down, I'm gonna keep it short, was banging.
Thanks, sir.
Yo, I thought it was gonna be dry. You know how the end of the noodles are just like crispy? I hate that shit. That shit cuts your throat. And be like, you don't want that shit.
Cut your throat.
Right.
Real. You know what I'm saying? You got to chew that shit like 45 times or whatever.
But that ziti, though.
But That ZD, man, yo, Ace, you did a good job with that, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. I like
that,
the seasonings or whatever you use, the cheese or whatever. Oh, yes, that shit was hitting. Okay. Yo, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on to the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's talk about that dry-ass mac and cheese.
Boy, look, bye. Look, that mac and cheese is dry.
You really had a disadvantage, but because I had your food before.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
I had it multiple times.
But it could have got worse.
No, I don't believe in that. I believe if you are, you know, good at your meals and the things that you prepare, you know what it is. You just might not, you might lose your taste.
Okay. Right.
You might lose your taste to it. But right. Other people, they know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. Man, look. I hope I make it home, you know.
I'm trying to tell you.
Because I might have to pull over and just chill for a little bit.
Take a
I mean, take a little nap. You know what I mean? Be safe, I'll lock my doors. You know?
Right.
The mac and cheese?
Oh, it was hitting. Oh,
yo, his mac. Eyes lit up.
What was that, Ace?
It was hitting.
The mac, and cheese was smacking. Like, oh my gosh. Like, it took me back. Like,
it was hitting.
Oh, man. I want to go tell my mom, I love you, but, you know, wow. No disrespect.
My man said,
yeah. It's banging. It's hitting. Yay. Now, okay. But the problem is that, like my man said, the chicken, right? The problem is the chicken.
Right.
Too many flavors.
Now, see.
There's too many flavors of this chicken.
No. It's not that. The fact of it is that she made two cuisines, okay?
Yeah.
You made two cuisines in one.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
With the flavors and the taste in between both of them. And you know I love your mac and cheese. I love it.
Mac and cheese.
You heard that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the sausage in there was a good
poetic
touch.
One serious business. The mac and cheese is banging, so hit her up.
I did like the sausage.
She can't make it. It's for sale. It's $10 a plate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So hey. Hit him up. Huh. You know what I mean? No, on no bullshit. Okay. For real. It's $10 a plate, so hit her up. If you want to try this mac and cheese.
Yes, I do sell plates.
I'm selling this ZD too.
Yeah,
trust
she sells, she sells her plates. So call up. You know what I mean? Get in contact with her. Poetic One. I'm telling you. The plates.
Shout out to Gabby because she's listening. She said she want to try the Italian chicken.
Italian chicken.
Bobby Soul took the last piece.
But I got my man. I got my man.
He
Ace,
is rubbing his stomach.
You know what I'm saying? With the point and the winner because he made.
He's
two
the
cuisines.
Winner.
Well, they both.
I mean,
said
he gets his point. He gets his point. So it's tied up right now. It's tied up. Okay. Well, you gave Ace a point.
No,
right?
He gave me.
He basically gave us both a point.
You got 2-0. You got 2-0. Nah.
He basically gave us both a point.
He said everybody.
Okay, you want to do it like that? Fine.
So it's 2-1. 2-1.
I'm happy.
He basically said that it wasn't really a cook-off because we made two different dishes.
Right.
But he kind of liked everything. He liked the baked ziti and he liked my Italian chicken.
Right.
He went back for seconds.
Got a
of
whole
the chicken.
Plate over there.
That's
right
all
now.
That matters. That's all that matters.
Do it again next week.
That's what I'm saying.
Very, very.
Thank you.
Just that chicken, I would have been like, bro, if it was a contest, hands down, you would have won.
Thank you. My chicken.
Four seasons and two out of the four.
Yep.
What was the second one? The fried?
That the one
that
had a.
Oh, the sweet, spicy.
Sweet and spicy.
Yeah, everybody likes that. My kids love that.
It's like a, reminds me of teriyaki kind of, or the sweet and sour. Yeah.
But truthfully, both of y'all, man, y'all my peoples, y'all both are winners. So
that's how it is.
We both
Ace, I didn't think that you can cook, brother. You know what I mean?
I didn't even. So,
I still don't think he cooked.
Look here, look.
Crystal cooked
it. Nah, that was all me.
Yo, Ace.
I never saw him
job,
in the video actually cooking it.
Yeah.
But I heard Crystal in the background. Started. So we need Crystal. No. We need Crystal to call
up
here.
I had a bunch of people in my house. I had a bunch of people in my house. So I cooked it.
He said
he
cooked
about
it.
Go to sleep in the corner.
Right. I cooked it though. Like that's
okay.
All
I mean, big ups to you. It wasn't as dry as it looked. It wasn't. But let me tell y'all about the struggles that I went through.
Please.
Making my mac and cheese because my oven at home, my oven at home is messed up. It's been messed up for a while. My landlord ain't fixed it yet.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So I've been doing like different things to try to bake stuff.
Right.
So that mac and cheese was supposed to be creamier because the cheese would have melted more.
Right. But I got you. We talked about that earlier.
I could only use my broiler.
Oh, so it changed the texture of it.
Yeah, well, I put it in at different stages. At first, I tried to just put it in and put it on like 350, but my stove was like, fuck you.
Yo, you know people can cook when they talk about like they think they like didn't do good when they start talking about.
I know.
No, hear me out. It's not like that. No, I'm saying it's like
you
know.
Give me a compliment.
Yeah, I'm giving you a compliment. You know when people can cook. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about, like, say, like, somebody gives them a grade down or something like that or whatever, they'd be like, mm-hmm. no, man, you can cook. You can cook your ass off. The mac and cheese, I'm happy right now. My stomach is...
Bobby, what's
Bobby really here, rubbing like,
Bobby, look at my man Bobby.
Over here like, I'm good right now.
My man Bobby, yo.
Bobby out here like, that so was amazing.
Well, I just wish it could have, because then I could have baked some of my chicken, too, and I like to bake it. Yeah. I killed it with the bacon.
I could have grilled some chicken out there, too.
Well, should have, could have, would have, we didn't. So, just saying.
Are you taking that to him or me?
Look, Kay looked like you about to fall asleep over there on that floor, man.
He is about to
man.
Fall asleep.
I'm not.
He's saying close to them plates, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Gabby in here picking sides on my phone.
What size she picking?
She picking all kinds of different sides in here. I don't even know what.
What she said?
She said because I improvised, she going to go with me, but.
Improvise on what?
My oven not working. Like, I had to make it.
She didn't, but you didn't have to. You didn't have to, you know, say all that. That's what I'm saying. You didn't have to say all that. Like,
oh, no. My
hands down, both of y'all did a good
job. I know that my
mac
and cheese could have been 100 times better.
Now, that's
the cheese would have been
that's
more
what I'm talking about.
Melted
yeah, talk
the way I wanted it to be if my oven was properly working. But I made that shit work anyway, and that shit is still good. And then the other pan I got at home. I'm just going to take it to the neighbor house and let them put it
but
in
so
the oven.
But so was my ziti. My ziti was here.
The meat was good. I like the meat. I just didn't like the sauce.
You don't like red sauce like that. I got
no,
you.
I like my sauce.
Oh.
I just didn't like your sauce.
Whoa, so what was wrong with my sauce?
I don't know. It kind of was salty a little. Mine is a little more sweeter.
Okay.
So it was a different taste.
I did ask you.
You asked what? What did you
that's,
ask?
That's all because that's what cuts the acid. Is the
it does. You put a little bit of sugar in it.
I did put a little bit of sugar in it. I put a little bit of sugar
in it. Gabby wants to try to bake ziti. She'll be here this weekend. So she said freeze or something.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
You got that's another fine. Pan?
I sure do.
So did you go through any complications making the baked ziti?
What? Time.
Time?
So
time.
Full, y'all.
You ran out of the time?
What? Yeah.
Like I had a doctor's appointment earlier. What just went down?
Had to go do my thing and
in this
it was
show
just time.
Tonight.
What went down?
The food that was up in here, y'all.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Bless the cook. Bless the cook, baby. Bless
the
cook.
Food.
I don't think y'all understand.
So how was it?
It was everything's good. Everything was good. I'm over here like I'm with Knowledge right here. DJ Knowledge. I don't know if I'm gonna make it home. Right. I might just be in the parking lot like,
just chilling for a second.
Right until you know what I'm saying? Give me like 15-20.
Shout
give me like
out
15,
Cardi,
20.
He in the building, y'all.
Hey
Cardi,
I just you missed some good food tonight,
man,
bro.
Man, Cardi, we had some food for you tonight, bro.
I don't even understand. Like I just
you,
I don't.
You remember when Cardi bought his lasagna?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, it was hidden.
No, ooh, excuse me. Ooh.
No, not to Cardi, but that ziti was better.
It was. Oh. It was. Sorry. Love you though. Love you. Love you, Cardi.
I bang with you, Cardi. That's not my fault.
Yo, my
bro.
Man Ace is gonna feel good when he got that
man,
ride home, bro.
I'm trying to tell you,
he gonna feel so good at that ride.
Sorry, Cardi.
That $20 for those ingredients and stuff that bought that store.
And
then it was worth it.
He gonna let his hair blow in the wind.
Did it, player?
Call for a cook-off.
Yeah.
Right. Cardi, I think they calling you out, Cardi. I think they calling you out.
We can do a cook-off.
And you a real chef.
A chef, chef.
He's an actual chef too.
He's a chef, chef.
That's fine.
But his mama?
Woo! Oh, I believe his mama could cook.
My gosh. Oh, my God.
Lord, see?
She is amazing.
Yo, his mama, she puts 10 toes in it.
Mm. Good.
I need some of that.
His mom and his dad.
Hey, Cardi,
dad.
Tell mom and dad or whatever.
No,
I need some,
you did
I need
at
a plate,
the
bro.
Stop the Violence.
I
oh,
need a plate,
that was
bro.
They
holla at me.
They cook.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
I don't know who made what.
Ace Book 357.
Yeah, we need our own food truck. I think I'm gonna go ahead and
hit him up. Hit him up. He's selling plates too.
Yeah,
selling plates.
Yeah, selling plates.
So call up
player.
If you want any place of that Ace ZD.
Yeah,
that
ZD
is
Ace ZD.
Now it's Ace
ZD. The Ace ZD plates, man. I'm telling you right now, they going right now for $7.50.
Just threw my mac chest cheese out window,
girl. That's on the side of the road.
$7.50 a plate. That's also added.
Oh, it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah, it is.
$7.50.
You get that garlic cheese bread.
Well, no, because he's being fair to everybody out there because everybody don't have $10 for your mac and cheese.
We gonna have food truck, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, my plates be real like grown men plates.
They supposed to.
My plate should be sold for $15 because
so let's do this.
Huge.
Let's do this then. How about we sell it for $17.54? The mac and cheese, and the AZD together. You call it right now for $17.50.
We can do that. We can do
plate.
That.
$17.50.
I mean, you know, we can
I'll
do
bring
that.
The sodas, y'all.
We can do that.
Plus the tax.
Soda.
So this was fun. It was fun, especially the competitive part of it, where we were posting throughout the day what
that
we were doing,
cute.
Even though I never seen Ace in the bit. I'm just saying.
Oh my god!
You heard me talking.
I did that player. I did.
You did. You know, I'm still waiting for Crystal to call up here and verify.
Come on, Crystal.
I did that.
Can we call her?
I don't know.
No.
What time is it?
No,
it's not even like that. It's 10. What is
shout
it? It's
out
10
Megan.
After 10, and she got to get
my
up.
Google
she
queen.
She got to get up and teach in the morning.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
okay.
She
got to
teach
what
in the
what
morning.
What
do
I have
at?
She
got
to teach.
Oh, we got somebody else tapping their belly.
Oh.
He is big. Oh, you good over there, bro?
He about to go to sleep. He is stretched. He ate.
Now, during Thanksgiving, I can bring some of my greens in here.
Oh, the green, girl.
My greens be on point.
I can make some of that good salt water cornbread.
Next time, I'm going to do the curry chicken that I make with the cabbage and potatoes.
I don't know if you want. Now, see, hold on. Now, we can do
the
curry. The
other one.
No. We can do the curry.
You want to taste this. It's like
the other one.
Which one?
The one with the shrimp and the pasta.
Oh, Rasta pasta. She want that Rasta pasta, Gabby.
That's fine.
Oh,
you can do Rasta pasta.
I thought you was
going to
make that.
I can make the chicken.
I need my oven.
Yeah. The Rasta
can you hand me
pasta.
The,
so hold
lemonade,
on.
Please.
If you do the Rasta pasta, I can make
lemonade,
the jerk.
Lemonade.
I can make the jerk chicken. What's up?
But then that's still two different things.
No, that's why I said I was going to make the curry. You can make jerk. I can make curry. It's still along the same line.
I can do jerk. She do curry.
But he going to feel like a jerk afterwards.
So we not doing cook-offs.
Never.
We're just doing potlucks.
We're doing potlucks.
Okay, we're doing potlucks.
The competitive side is fun,
yeah.
Although I
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
And then when we get into the desserts.
You don't want to fuck with me.
Mr. Moscato makes the best dessert.
You don't
want to
mess with me. No
cakes,
player.
I don't know if it's.
No
I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can use the actual names.
You said
now.
What?
White Stone.
Now.
And liquor pie.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't know. My nigga pies is the shit, too, bro.
Oh, just like that.
Oh, you didn't make a nigga pie, though? You don't make no
you make a nigga pie,
too. I make nigga pies.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen,
Moscato make you want smacky mama.
Listen,
I'll say that much.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, I make a pie, whatever, you would say mine is better than your mama's.
No. His are light.
You'd be so mad.
And fluffy and creamy. They are good. And you know, you remember them pies that was in the window for like display?
Yeah.
That's how his pies look. They're great. They're so good.
Oh, he puts shit. His toe in it. I got things with toes.
You're going to be fat as hell.
I put his damn toe in my damn food.
I'm over here rubbing my stomach right now.
He puts his toe in it.
Next weekend.
I knew
next
it,
week you gonna bring us some pies. Okay, we gotta
nigga
think
pies.
Of new names.
That's what I'm talking.
We gotta think of some new names because right now it's some controversial times. So
we gonna make some Anglo-Saxon pies.
Anglo-Saxon.
And some brown people pies.
Brown people pies.
Right,
right.
Brown people and clear people. I'm just saying.
Hey, yeah.
Clear people and brown people. Like, that's what we make.
He said he was gonna go out and sell all the whites on the
today.
Yeah.
Oh,
really? That's what
yeah,
I was
you
supposed
to.
Okay.
Let's
talk about that because you brought
then,
that up when we was outside.
Shout out Kool-Aid. I ain't talked to you in a minute. Hey,
what's up, Kool-Aid?
So,
shout out Kool-Aid.
And then the cook-off, you got, well, the potluck, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Potluck.
Everybody enjoyed everything.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Everything.
Everything
was
good.
Eaten.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't eat no more.
I'm full.
Right. Everybody seems pretty satisfied.
Satisfied.
So that means we all did our job.
DJ
and
Nile,
we can all
good
cook.
Over there, bro? You satisfied?
I'm gravy.
We can
baby.
All cook.
So we're going to let DJ baby. Steve do what he does. And when we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit of the news.
What's
and
going on?
The posts that I seen on the sign in my neighborhood.
Oh, let's talk about it.
This your girl Poetic One. We in the
Jersey
building.
Girl, we be back.
RhythmixRadio.com 703-951-7003.
Bitch, I've been holding on.
shit that I can't speak. Put up in that lens, turning engineering. Rolly pressing, busting, just a matter of airing. If you see I got a chain, then you know I got a house. But I see niggas with a chain, but they real estate a drought. How the fuck you got that gang, but your credit going down? Cause ain't trapping, don't you trap? Now them boys is on the block. Oh my God, what's the goddamn joke? Getting money's my addiction, a goddamn joke. Only thing that I am missing is a goddamn fuck. Oh my God, what's the goddamn joke?
Give me the loot, give me the loot. I'm a bad motherfucker. I went to school with all the dudes. Pick up my classes, not in question. Especially the lack of attention. I count my bread and mind my business. M.O.B. when I'm a chopstick. That means music over bitches. Oh my God, I'm just saying I'm focused and the boy don't play. IDK in the comp for me, cause I'm up all night like a Fortnite player. I'm moonshine, baby, you a court light bear. Course I, baby, damn near the white chair. Course I'm aware of the torch I carry. DMV, DMV, with the course I'm here like, what?
Oh my God, what's the goddamn joke? Get your money's my addiction, a goddamn joke. Only thing that I am missing is a goddamn joke. Oh my God, what's the goddamn joke? Right.
Off the light, looking nice. Told me I could have it, what's the price? Dancing in the club all night. Just to get with you, might spend it all at night. Blowing smoke, I scooped in a wraith. Running through the city with my ace. Flash the keys, I show her the bait. Got somewhere to go, don't make me wait. Iphones off the light, looking nice. Told me I could have it, what's the price? Dancing in the club all night. Just to get with you, might spend it all I might. Iphones off the light, looking nice. Told me I could have it, what's the price? Dancing in the club all night. Just to get with you, might spend it all I might. Hey. Good loud, turn it up. Good weed, burn it up. I do not trust all you dudes. Excuse me if I feel I'm rude. I know that I came with a vibe. Know that I came to get live. You talking numbers, but you do not wanna. I know that I'm solidified. Shooting don't open my eyes. Tickets say pull up, I'm pulling up. DC to LA, you know what's up. I got some weed in a fatty road. She know when I'm in town and know the shows. Look, bow nose, nice clothes, nice flows. Hella big bankroll. Stank weed, free codes, big crowds. All feel my passion. If the young D knew what I knew, he'd say try hard and say fuck. Get money and fuck friends, cause you'll be alone when the shit ends. Stay you, you the man. Everybody wanna be like him. Everybody can't see the real. I mean, everybody can't take the pill, yeah. Ice bumps off the light, looking nice. Told me I could have it, what's the price? Dancing in the club all night. Just to get with you, might spend it all I might. iPhones off the light, looking nice. Told me I could have it, what's the price? Dancing in the club all night. Just to get with you, might spend it all I might. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, DJ Steve in the building, baby. Let's do it. DJ Steve, DJ Steve.
How you a shooter, ain't shit on the news. Go to Chanel and they wrap up my shoes. 50 and leave a nigga on snooze. Beat up the pussy, leadership brew. Who the fuck told these niggas they was cool? Now I get paid every single view. Go to Atlanta just to buy some shoes. Grab me a soda and pour up a douche. Chanel on my bitch and Chanel on my shoes. And up all these niggas do is lose. Cut up and hop off and shout out the... Until your students turn you to boot. Rap niggas lying, my gang be the truth. I'm off the first 100 rounds in a boot. I wear my gang 50 shots and it's true. Landed Cali just to pick up the work. Grab the OG, I ain't smoking no dirt. Bro's ass, I just give him the word. I'm off any, I ain't sipping no lane. Perk got a script for the claim. Walk him down, now we're missing a bane. We got the trap, jumping, trouble lane. Niggas be pussy, I shoot for the tame. Like my friend is blue, don't fuck with the green. Pull up with the plug, we serving them peas. Might do a verse for 2 points of the claim. Glock 23, got a leg in a vein. You see my feet when I'm wearing Supreme. Off the perk, so I can't even think. Diamonds water like they fell in the sink. I'm on 10 milligrams and it's paint. I'm in a Sprinter van with the Drake. And I need 3 bands for a plate. If he out, turn his ass to a plate. I cannot fuck them niggas till they fake. Go to the system, they gon' need a break. I do not need a safe. I do not put all the rap money in my savings. And I still got a plug with the flavor. And they owe me some favors. This was a trap, I ain't like the neighbor. I wear my gang, bitch, the cheetahs like Maeve. I'm in a Honda when I'm in Vegas. And I got a pistol on me for tape. How you a shooter, ain't shit on the news. Go to Chanel and they wrap up my shoes. 50 and leave a nigga on snooze. Beat up the pussy, leadership brew. Who the fuck told these niggas they was cool? I used to walk the KO tech to school. Now I get paid every single view. Go to Atlanta just to buy some shoes. Grab me a soda and pour up a douche. Chanel on my bitch and Chanel on my shoes. We been up all these niggas, do is lose. Pull up and hop off and shout out the coupe. Pull up to your students, turn you to boot. Rap niggas lying, my gang be the truth. I'm off the first 100 rounds in a boot. I wear my gang 50 shots and it's true.
I'm on the internet, yeah. Fucking on the cheap bitch, nah, I ain't that. Headshot dub back, gang gon' get back.
Oh, we
back? I wasn't
ready.
We live!
Dang,
I'm sorry, we kind of like sleep and shit.
Oh,
I wasn't
man.
Even ready. Jeez.
We live, man.
My bad.
We all full.
He just gave me the thumbs up like, go for it.
Sorry, y'all. We was all in here just...
Knowing we got the itis. Like, man. Give us a little more warning, bruh.
No, we was in here talking about taking
my
pictures.
Bad, my bad.
Half sleep.
You know you full when you can't do nothing but just breathe.
Oh, my God.
All you can do is just go...
We like, so full in here,
y'all.
Damn,
yo. I got to breathe again.
Oh, right.
Is it time to breathe again?
Full, man. Full. I can't even put no liquid in my stomach.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad that the food was a hit.
Yes.
Not that I was surprised.
Oh, that's sweet.
I wasn't surprised at all.
You know. I mean, I was surprised. Ooh.
Oh, that mine was good? Okay.
I was surprised that you actually could cook.
Wow.
You don't look like he can cook, right?
First
he
thing,
don't look like he cook anything.
All. First thing, I'm a man of many talents, okay? Renaissance man.
Oh, no.
Nah,
that was the food. Was
Renaissance food. Man.
I'm too full. I'm too
you
full.
You know what I mean? I can do it all.
Okay. You can do it all.
I can do it all. You know what I'm saying? I can cook.
Don't make me bring Miss Hollywood up.
I'm sorry. I'm still breathing, y'all. Y'all going to have to excuse me when you just hear heavy breath.
Okay, you guys. So, basically, I wanted to get into some things that took place. We had fun. We did the food. Yay. It was good.
Ooh.
But I wanted to get into a couple of things. One, I was in my neighborhood today.
Right.
As soon as I pulled up, my kids was like, Ma, come look at this. Well, my son. He was like, Mom, come look at this. And I went over to the sign. It's like one of those speed signs.
Yeah.
And on the sign was some KKK stickers.
Oh.
Usually I don't get into the race talk issues because I'm mixed.
Right.
So when I see that, to me, is offensive.
And damn well it should be.
You know, I just feel like how did or when did they? Because then I found out it was on a couple more signs.
Right, right.
And I posted it on Facebook. I'm like, look at this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is ignorant as hell. I mean, I encounter ignorant shit all the time. There was a lady that cussed me out like a week ago, called me white bitch, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I remember online, we did talk about that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it happens to me all the time. I get mistaken for all kinds of different cultures.
Right.
So I'm used to it. But I guess when you see it, it became more of a realization like, damn.
Right, right, right.
This That's shit is up. Getting real. Like,
right. That's fucked up.
And little kids was walking up to the sign like,
wow.
What is this?
So the kids close, the one that's closest to my house, like the sign that was that had the KKK stickers on it, the kids in my neighborhood wasn't rocking. They whited that joint out.
Right.
Wow.
Was
they was all surrounded around the sign like, toot, toot, toot. Like it was a paint session at that paint. Joint. So, I mean.
Wow.
The people in the neighborhood, like, I wrote an email to the HOA.
Right.
And, you know, I never usually write an email to them because I can't stand them
people. Right.
Them antique people, because that's what I call them, because they ain't got no life.
Right.
They just like to call the county.
For every and
every. Yeah, everything.
But I think that this is something that needs some attention brought to it, and they need to correct it.
Right.
You know, because if somebody is putting up hate signs throughout the neighborhood, they need to find out who's doing it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to see, is somebody going to put it up again after
it's taken down?
I'm ready to put a camera facing that way.
They should.
Why should? Why wouldn't you? I would. Your license plate and all that, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they were driving. Like, I have no idea who did it. Because they're, if you ride through Rolling Brook, like, they're on those signs, too. So it wasn't just our sign. So they had time to go to multiple signs
and put it up.
And put these stickers. I'm not scared.
I mean, I wouldn't
like,
be, I
that
mean,
was
I wouldn't
like
be
the
scared.
Least of my thoughts.
Right, I wouldn't be scared either. I'm just saying, like,
if
that's
anything,
some real,
they should be scared to come on my block.
Right, that's
my block
real,
is a little different.
That's a real hateful shit. Like,
yeah,
what
so,
the fuck is wrong with people out here? Like, I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I love everyone.
I love everybody too, but
I'm just saying, except for
real,
ignorant. Like, I don't like ignorance at all on
right,
any level
right.
from any race from. I just don't like, I don't even deal with it. I don't have the arguments back and forth because nobody, people are going to, they judge by looks first.
Of course.
So without knowing that I'm mixed, they're going to be like, this cracker bitch. And then I'm going to have to like,
get into it.
Really go back and forth.
I'm going to intervene on that one. I'm going to say this. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong for you to speak your mind and speak about if it's race or if it's, you disagree of this or if you judge this and that. That's the problem to me, in my opinion, was the problem with people.
Right.
Because they are scared. They have a fear to talk and speak their mind.
Well, I ain't scared.
No, but I'm, listen, what I'm saying.
I just know it's
even when
be a
you
hell
see,
of an argument.
Even when you see stickers and pictures and graffiti on the walls and that is very racial, at the end of the day, you can call me wrong or not. It's a freedom of speech.
Right.
It is.
So at the end of the day,
don't believe in the freedom of speech being forced.
Well, it's not forced on you. I will say this. It can be forced on you. You know, if
you're defacing property, I feel like it's forced. It's forced for you to see.
I see what you're saying.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
now,
right,
if you're
right,
marching,
right.
I don't have a problem with the KKK doing their march. Like, okay. I don't care. All right, give your opinion. I don't have to be out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I don't support it, so I'm not out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making it a note to come through a neighborhood and try to make people uncomfortable in their own neighborhood.
Yeah, that makes no
that
sense.
That, to me, is a little different.
Right. That's. I mean, yeah, I can see what you're saying. If you come in my hood and you're putting some stickers like that on my muscle, I'm...
If I see you, I can just imagine what would have happened.
We wrecking on site.
If
that's
they
what
saw,
I'm saying.
If
right.
they saw who did it, I could imagine how that would have went down.
Ace, brother, you wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
Do what? Because
that's what they want.
They
want,
they
you,
want you to,
they want you to
right.
react off of that. And if
right.
you and if and now
right.
check this out. Stupidity is stupidity.
Right.
Okay? That's the meaning of it is. You're
right.
stupid, you stupid.
Right.
You're smart. I'm just saying at the end of the day. So if somebody just takes a picture and posts it on the wall or whatever, and it triggers something in your mind that you want to attack, that's exactly what they wanted, that's and you it, do
then
that.
Then they won.
Then right. they won.
They right. won.
Okay, so yeah. we got to do what Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying, has always has preached Martin or whatever. Luther King and hold on. I'm saying we have to do what he does and what Malcolm would do. At the same time, we can't be no punks to what people are doing
and, or whatever. And you know, that's what Kay told me when the lady was, he was like, you ain't going to cut. I said what I was going to say. Yep, I told her I don't entertain ignorance, and she got mad as shit and just kept on going.
But technically, I mean, I get you on that, but technically the same thing, I mean, what you Malcolm and, out, huh? Nah, I wouldn't cuss them out, but yes, I definitely, if my kids was outside, I would have had something to say.
Oh, it's fine. Like I said, it's fine for you to cuss.
I mean, I know they're trying to make their presence known.
That's all they're trying to do. They've been doing that for so many years. They've been trying to.
So I think that's enough highlight for them.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would have did, I mean, to make it short and sweet real
just,
quick.
Just say people got to walk around with markers and spray cans now so they can.
I also think that it was ignorant that the lady in California was trying to paint over the Black Lives Matter sign. I'm like, come on, really?
Yo, that was crazy.
And there was another lady. I mean,
but I also do not agree with all these people recording these Karens and Beckys and. You know, I think that's antagonizing the situation.
But see, that was the worst thing
for
they
some
did.
Of them.
That was the worst thing
them.
They did to people, especially Black people.
What was the
give
worst
a
thing?
Camera a cell phone? I mean, give a cell phone. I'm camera. Sorry, give a cell phone a camera.
I think people in general. I think the internet ruined the world.
Right, and then it's like real star
because
and,
it basically shines a light on everything bad.
Right,
that happens.
Right,
but with that in mind, you feel anything about?
Jersey.
I'm so full.
it's like a double edged sword with the videoing because at the end of the day, if it wasn't there, we wouldn't know what's happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that we as a people sometimes we take shit too far.
Right.
Like there was a lady that was, I guess she had bumped a white lady had bumped a little 15-year-old girl or whatever, and the mom is going off. She's cussing around. She's all in her face and everything.
Yeah, that
you know what I'm saying? And the lady's standing there. She got her hands up. You know what I'm saying? She tries to get in the car. The husband comes around. Babe just get in the car or whatever. Now she's cussing out. You know, the husband, then she stands in back of the van. So she's cussing. Oh, I'll beat your ass, this, that, and the third. So when the lady comes out with her piece, then it's like, oh, God, call the cops.
But you are
in my space. You're preventing me from leaving, whether you're white, black, brown, orange, or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You are in the wrong.
Right.
Like, okay,
you're
she
wrong.
Bumped your child. Look, bitch, watch where you walking.
Right.
You could have said, excuse me.
Excuse me or something, right.
You know what I'm saying? And keep it moving, but you want to stand there and make it this big thing and blow it out of proportion. Now you want a video. You know what I'm saying? So I think sometimes we can take shit
to
the extreme. And that whole situation to me was like, come on now, for real?
Yeah.
You going to stand in the back of the car?
Right.
You got a good one because I done ran your ass over like a
speed
bump.
I think I know which one you're talking
like a speed
about,
bump. You know
that's
what
I'm saying? Some of these things are just getting out of hand.
But it's like a double-edged sword, like I said, because if you didn't have it, then when shit goes down, you know, it's your word against theirs.
Right.
I should have recorded that, but.
Well, I mean, I felt that all this firsthand what happened to my son.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going through it still.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm learning because I used to argue this to no end until it happened to my son.
Right.
So then it was like, oh, okay. All right. Eat your words, Jess.
But even with that, though, it's like the system ain't made for black
The judicial system isn't made for anyone.
No. I can't say that.
The judicial system is made for money.
Yeah, I get that too. But
and
you gotta
if
think
you
about
have
it.
The right amount of money,
which most of,
what of color
brown people don't,
you are because I know one that's brown and he got away with all kinds of shit because he had the money.
Right, but I mean, what was it? I think it was a couple of years ago. A lady went to jail or whatever. She ended up getting like life in prison
for
it's like a
it also depends on the mood of the judge.
You're right, but look, it was like a fight or something, whatever, that was outside of her house or something like that, and she just came outside and shot a gun in the air. She ended up getting life for that.
I mean.
Oh, no. I think it was her boyfriend, and it was a warning shot.
Yeah.
She wasn't shooting at him.
Right,
it was
she
a warning
shot
at
like, she just shot it
I'm
in the air.
I'm not trying to fight, and I'm not trying to get
and
killed,
gave her
nigga.
Life.
She got
life,
her life for that. Mm.
But then a similar situation happened with person of another color.
I just can't.
And they walked away.
I can't combine the two, because I feel like half the time when they try to compare those two, they happen in different areas,
right?
Different states. You can't even compare. Like, they're, no, it shouldn't happen. The judicial system is not fair. Some people go to jail, some people don't, for right. the same crime.
Right.
They need to have strict guidelines that are followed, and they don't
they
follow
don't.
Them. They no, give
I get,
too much.
I get you.
They give too much authority to
right.
one person.
But just
you know
like,
what I'm saying.
Right,
but I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that you can't compare the two. You can't compare something that happened here to something that happened in Texas.
Okay, so watch
their
this.
Their rules
then.
Are different.
Well, so watch this then. It was a lady. As a matter of fact, I saw this on Instagram not too long ago. It was a lady or whatever. She ended up getting 15 years in prison because she wanted her son to go to a better school district.
Oh, yes.
She wanted her son to go to a better school district, and
so
she used like a different address
in that.
And
yeah,
sent
I think
him.
Everybody
she,
does that.
No, but wait. She got 15 years for
15
that.
Years.
Then you got the famous ladies or whatever, these Caucasian women. They went and they paid for their kids or whatever, like the SAT scores, the X, Y, and Z or whatever to get into school.
Shout out to Tim. He said shooting in any in city limits in most states is automatic felony.
Right. But to finish the story real quick, the rich
and discharging
ladies.
Discharging a firearm.
Yeah, the rich ladies or whatever, they end up only getting 14 days in jail.
Right.
And that's the same crime. Matter of fact, that the
in
actual
the same
crime,
state?
Yeah, I think it was like the same state.
Same judge?
I don't know if it's the same judge.
Most of the time, that's
Let's
what I'm saying.
Those
like
rich
you can't.
People that got,
yeah,
you, but
got
you
their
can't
kids in
because
nah,
the judge
more,
can
they
be.
They did more than 14 days, bro.
The judge can
that,
be.
No,
in
that's
a,
how that's how much they got. That's
they
how much
had
time.
It, they had to
the
do,
judge
trust
can
me.
Be in a good mood or
yeah.
a bad mood, because I've been in trouble and I watched everybody in the courtroom go to jail, and I was the only one that didn't apologize, and I didn't go to jail.
Hey, look, it's all about them dead presidents.
So
facts.
That's
what
I said.
That's what we're saying.
The judicial system has one color that they respect, and that's green.
Right.
And then it's about who you know.
Who you can buy off.
Who you trying to rub shoulders with.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, nine times out of ten, we ain't rubbing shoulders with nobody.
Facts.
Well, that's why I
But we're not in that position.
But that's why I tell people, you need to get to know people on all different walks of life. I know all kinds of people.
I do, too.
We should.
I do, too.
But going through what I recently went through, I done met even more people. So,
I know rich people. I know poor people. I know people that's just like us. I know everybody.
What's us?
Are we in the middle?
What, right.
Because he said rich,
where are we?
Poor, and then us.
Right. And then I know people like us.
Right.
What the
what
hell is
at?
Us?
Are we in the middle?
Hold on.
Is this is us?
Right.
What is
are we,
us?
Where are we at? Swallow that.
Yeah. Just,
we're
just
people.
Close your mouth.
No.
Just close your mouth.
No,
just close
to
your mouth.
To the system. We're people that aren't rich, but we aren't poor. It's like we know how to maintain.
So
it's like we're like dead.
We're what? Okay.
Well, there ain't no middle
well,
class.
Well, moving on.
I know.
I mean, staying along the same kind of topic.
But moving along.
It's been a
right.
lot of shootings and killings of
Did y'all
kids.
Hear about that one down in
D.C.?
No, on the highway.
Yes, five kids got shot. And Janelle.
Oh, really?
Janelle.
Five kids,
oh,
three girls
man.
And two boys. One of them was 19, but the other were children. They were
yeah.
underage. And when the cops arrived, they found them all non-life-threatening injuries, but they were all shot and injured, like, in the same place.
Right.
In the
they
same
were all
building.
In the stairwell.
So they don't know if the person came and just started
shooting
at them.
Or...
But that's good old Janna Lee.
Girl.
You know what I'm saying? Because I seen something that happened, like, a year ago, the same type of thing.
Right.
Was it down the
because
highway?
They haven't it's been kind of quiet in Janna Lee. Usually it kind of switches between Janna Lee and Sacramento.
Right.
You go
right.
back
right.
between
right.
the two.
But they've been
but
quiet.
It's been quiet. So I mean and it's shootings happening
everywhere.
In Prince William County all the time.
Yeah.
Now. Wow. And then the little kid that got shot in D.C.
It was two or three kids that got shot.
Was that
in
a little girl?
The little boy.
The little boy.
11 years
yeah.
old. They did a march for him. Now see that march I respect because I feel like you're holding your own community accountable.
Right, right.
True.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
But yeah, as we should.
And I respect that because you're out there for a true cause. You want change. Nobody wants to see these little kids just dying or getting shot. Like, for doing absolutely nothing. The little boy was going to get his charger.
Right.
Right.
And got shot. And then the little girl in Sequoia in Atlanta, she got shot because they pulled into like a barricade,
okay.
That like the people in the community made, And as soon as they passed that line, they just started shooting at the car. And that's how crazy. The little girl got killed. My
God. But then did you hear the one about, I guess, the little girl or whatever got hit by a car? Like, it was like a bus or something that was driving, then the car
damn,
just swerved
no,
off.
Damn, no, I ain't hear this.
Yeah, like a little girl or something. Like, she's on, like, the side of the road, and, like, the car just
why
swerved
was she on
over.
The side of the road?
I don't know. I think she was walking with somebody, but... I'm not
I mean,
sure.
I came around I think
the bus. They came around the bus and hit her, and then
I believe in an eye going. For an yeah. eye, and yeah. I know the that's community know said. Who did it.
Oh, you,
I don't
you,
care
you,
what
you
nobody
listen,
say.
Listen.
I know they'd be like, "Oh, I'm not snitching. They're snitching." Blah 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 blah.
First but, things first, okay. We know niggas in the hood know every damn thing.
They know everything. They
everything,
see everything,
right?
And that's what I said when my son. Stuff happened when I saw these
yeah,
streets
yeah,
is awfully
yeah.
quiet. Ain't nobody talking no
why?
More.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
I usually hear everything in the neighborhood. And
ain't nobody saying shit.
You know what I'm saying? But that being said, we do have our Stop the Violence event. I hope that this year it'll be even bigger and better. This is our third year doing the Stop the Violence event. Stop the Violence platform with a purpose.
Yes, sir.
That means if you have a platform, we want you to use it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We want you to put it out there.
Come out and speak
that,
out.
That you're against all of this violence. You know, I'm for you being able to carry a gun, but I think that you should be able to... I think you should be able to control yourself. And
right.
that's yes. the problem right. is these people don't have... they don't have proper training. They just have a gun and, oh, it's cool. Or, oh, you stepped on my shoe. Or,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they having real live shootouts in the street. For what?
For what?
It doesn't do anything. And then there was the Denny's. You remember last year the Denny's shooting? They shot
Manassas.
In Manassas?
Yeah.
They got
yeah.
170 felony charges.
Really?
Each.
What?
Damn.
Yes.
Damn.
That's crazy. Like.
I mean, I don't think that it is. They endangered over 23 people.
For
that's
what?
That's crazy, though.
And what were they
matter of fact,
sure.
I was at work when that happened. And you know I work in Manassas. I
so
was right
that's why I said some
happened.
Things I kind of agree with, some things I don't when it comes to the judicial system. I just think that the authority gets, just like with the police, they take advantage
yep.
of having that power sometimes.
Yep.
Right.
Or maybe their wife left them that day and they're just pissed at the world.
Yeah.
But at the end
becomes,
of
that's
but,
why I like All Rise.
Right.
She's so good.
But
I know it's TV, but
yeah,
still.
But I'm saying, I'm like, at the end of the day, like, we, like, I know us as people, we always saying, well, white people need to stop killing white people.
I don't say that.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, white people need to stop killing us and yada, yada, yada. We need to stop killing
oh,
us first.
He said she had just got off the school bus. That's
yeah,
why
my homegirl said the same thing. She
oh,
said the
wow.
sign was out and he passed the bus on the right side and hit the little girl.
Oh, my God.
But, so, I mean, us as people, though, like, you know, the first things first, we need to stop killing us. And
yeah.
actually work together as a people before, you know, we can say any type of racial bullshit or whatever the hell is going on. Like, we got to stop killing us first. And then
at the
we
end
can
of the
focus
day,
on
every,
everything
every
else.
Group, there's killings in each group. Spanish folks kill Spanish folks. Black folks kill black folks. White folks kill white folks. So, just to say, oh, black folks need to stop killing each other first, that's some bullshit.
Everybody needs to stop killing
exactly.
Yeah, everybody needs to
that's
stop killing
I think
everybody.
There should be a march every time somebody gets killed.
But there is a... I
that
know,
would really bring
I
some light
I do know
to
there
it.
Is, like, another Million Man March coming up. I think it's, like, in a couple
so
of weeks
so. Is the Million
so.
Man March just for one...
It's in D.C.
Ethnicity?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think, I'm not sure.
You know.
No, I'm being serious. I really don't. I really
you
don't.
Know.
I really don't. But I think, matter of fact, I'll send to you guys later if when I find it. My boy posted something, what I was saying. It's a march on Washington or something. I think it's like in a couple of weeks or so.
Well, I think right about now, they should open it up to everybody. Shit, if you a man, come on out.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, just find value.
Governor Northam said that we can now stand 3 feet apart.
Done.
Niggas been
I'm done, yo.
Hold on, wait, you said 3 feet
over
apart?
An eye, yo.
Not six, but three.
Not six.
Yo, what the hell, yo?
And this is why
oh
there is still
God.
The coronavirus going on.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. But that's a subject for a different day. All I'm saying
yeah,
is.
We're not
though,
getting on the coronavirus.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, though, like, at the end of the day, find value in somebody, man. Like, you just got to sit here and you got to drive on. Like,
I know, Tim, it happens every day. I know it happens
what
every
did Tim
day.
Say?
What Tim say?
He said middle school dance rules in effect for the 3 feet.
Oh, shoot.
The 3 feet.
I need a whole body in between. A whole right. body space. Whole body space.
I mean, I don't know why we can move closer. Is it because they want people to get sicker?
Wait, that's a different topic for another day.
I don't understand. All. Like, I'm still not being close. No, I don't. First of all, I don't like nobody in my space no damn way.
I can't Facts. Stand it.
So,
Facts.
I'm cool. I was loving the 6 feet. Shit.
Even though they don't all do it.
They don't. And that's why I give them the crazy
screw. I'm telling you,
because
I was at the Walmart like, and the bitch was so... I said, bitch, I should not be able to feel you breathing on my neck.
Facts.
Oh, I can't.
Yo, it was a thing on IG. I know y'all seen it. When the white...
I should have turned around and sneezed on her.
Look,
ass.
It was a thing
that's
on...
That's what we should start doing.
Look, it was a thing on the gram. And it was out there probably like last week or so, or probably 2 weeks ago. When this white lady or whatever was standing right behind this white woman and her daughter and like coughed on them. And then the black lady said something to her.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, the other lady was like Starbucks or something like that. And the other lady went over there, and she was like, "Well, damn,
is that
like
where the gay dude
was
in it?
Yeah,
that joint.
Yeah.
Had me kicking.
So you know,
bitch,
so,
you don't want none of this.
Right?
I'll give you
I
a
didn't
real
see that.
So
ass
that, so wait, so the bad part about kicking. It was they sitting here conversing like from halfway across the room. The white lady comes up to her again and just start coughing all in her face.
I'd have punched her dead in the mouth.
Right.
I'd have punched her dead in the mouth.
I'm like, listen.
Sorry.
No.
I wouldn't have thought about it. I'd have punched
her
in the face.
And that's what I'm saying.
I
would have
thought
like,
about it as I was punching her in the face. Because
right.
I don't want you coughing. I work at home.
Period.
She coughed, sneezed, she did something.
And when they
I'd have kicked her ass.
Near,
you just assaulted
out,
me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
When
like,
they cough near me, I'd be like, look.
I fear for my life.
Right.
And I'd have punched her in the mouth.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I'm just like, you know
you assaulted me. With your germs coming from your mouth. God. I'd punch you in the mouth.
You would have punched her?
I'd have punched her in the mouth.
I would have punched her too.
No hesitation.
At all.
You would have punched her?
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought about it. Pop!
Right. Straight like
even
that.
If
right
it was
in the
a
kisser.
Woman, you would have punched her?
It was a reflex.
Oh.
It,
okay.
Reflex.
You see what I'm saying? It was a reflex. Right. Oh,
look,
my bad. Damn.
Look,
like, you
look,
shouldn't have been
like
that close
that
to me. Right.
I'm saying all that.
It was a
sneeze. I haven't, like, because I remember being pregnant with my daughter and a bitch sneezed on me on the connector.
Oh, no. We would have been, boxing.
Oh,
good old Fairfax connector.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Ever since then, I've been.
I feel some type of way about that.
I can't deal with anybody that even coughs.
Coughs, sneeze. No,
sneezes.
That's not. That's
that,
not
that,
what
that's
we doing.
That's not cute,
or anything.
Man.
That's not what we doing. I can't. I can't. Oh,
right.
My
I
God.
I can't.
Another lady did that in the restaurant, too, because, you know, as they were opening, or it might have been when they were closing the restaurants.
Right.
And some of the booths were closed. And the guy was telling her, you know, you can't. The booths were closed. And he was like, you know, you can't sit there. It's closed for a reason. And they kept telling her, like, you can't sit there. And she
turned
around.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember
and was
that
like,
one.
You remember everything.
Don't
no, 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 no. I really do
but
remember
but she
that
turned
one
around and straight, like,
oh, hell no.
All in his face. Mm-mm. Bruh.
Right.
I would have Billy Blanks her ass.
Ma'am.
Facts. Like,
ma'am.
I'm going to give you a quick three-piece and that's
just
it. Boop, like, boop, I'm good.
I just say, teach your kids and shit how to fight.
Yes,
take away the guns and teach them to fight again.
Teach them to fight you again. Yeah. You know, everybody watch Fridays. Come on now. Fridays.
All of the Fridays.
Everybody
but I mean, that's the same.
That?
I mean, that's assault, man. Like, regardless of how
exactly
you look at it, that's assault. You do have the right
E-E-G
to break
exactly
her shit. You're right. Like,
you have the right to break her shit?
That's assault.
It is.
That's
just like somebody spitting on
me. I just need to know
oh,
what
see,
to
now,
say.
Wait, now, hold on.
No, I'm saying if you spit on somebody, that is
if
assault.
If you spit on me, I swear to God. You
I'm
don't
blacking
have to,
out.
Yeah, like, I'm going to just black out.
I'm
going to just whoop your ass.
So as you doing all that coughing, yep,
yeah.
He said that's a
me
threat.
That's a
yeah
threat.
I fear for
fact
my life.
Right. I don't know what you got in your mouth. I don't know where your mouth been.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going mm-hmm on. You spit on me, you going to have to.
I might black
you,
out.
I'm going to kill you.
You sound like this happened to you.
No.
He's very passionate about
I am
this
very passionate. But
no,
I'm just saying that's.
I'm blacking out.
Spitting on somebody mm-hmm is the nastiest thing you can ever do
it
to a person. It's
that is the most disrespectful.
Right.
I'd rather somebody slap me than to spit on me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that is
no
the most
sense
disrespectful, degrading thing you can do to somebody is to spit on them.
Spit.
Just how you get.
Right. Ooh. As soon as I think you about to do it, I'm just swinging.
We
like,
have
come on,
we
man
have some problems. We Houston, we have a problem.
We definitely have a all problem.
All right, so if you guys want to be a part of our Stop the Violence event, it'll probably be around September.
Right.
Okay. Pushing that back. Early September.
Yeah, because
a little chilly
we
outside.
Well, that's what we want because what we were going
we
to
we usually do is August.
So hot.
Right.
Oh,
that we can't even
my
enjoy
God
the event. So this year we're going to try and do it when it's a little bit cooler. We can get everything that we need done. I think that we're going to have some people that are performing. again this year.
Yes, yes.
DJ Steve will probably be on the ones and twos at the event.
Yes, sir.
I might be spinning some bars too.
Facts.
If there's some guest DJs out there that want to come through and just donate some time,
that would
be
nice.
This is a donation event. Right. So if you come out, no, I'm not paying you.
Right. Doing it for the community.
This is for
man.
The community. Yes. We're trying to build the community up. Vendors come out and definitely sell. We hope that you donate to the cause so we can keep doing this every year.
Right.
Stop the Violence Platform with a Purpose, third year.
Yep, coming in
Make
September.
Make it count, you guys. There's so much going on right now. I think that this is a good time
so much we could
to
talk
show
about.
Out in numbers. And I think we're allowed to have like 250 now.
Okay.
The number is going up.
So yeah, it's
as long
going
as
up.
I keep y'all 3 feet apart.
Three. We'll have markings on the ground.
Shout out to Top 5, y'all, before we go ahead and get ready to go.
Top
5 is a band. Whew.
They dope.
Y'all got to see them.
They hella dope.
They come into Virginia.
Where
Babylon
they be?
This
Babylon
Friday.
In Woodbridge.
So make sure that you guys get out here to the Babylon to check out Top 5.
Please come out and get
them. I'm telling
support,
you,
man.
You will not be disappointed. They are a hell of a band. They do play a little go-go, but they play everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And it's
up.
A bunch of musicians and artists that come together and kill the stage. Definitely
so
come out
dope.
To Babylon this Friday. They go on at 9:30 p.m.
Right.
Be there.
Please get. Please
Tell them
be there to show
you.
Your support, man. Please.
Definitely. But stay 6 feet away from me still. Because the 3 feet
damn
ain't going to work.
3 feet.
The 3 feet
damn
ain't going to work.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm going to need you to back up a little
I'm
going to
need you at least be my height away.
okay? I mean,
my
that,
height
I
away.
Mean, I mean, that ain't too far. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how tall is that?
I shrunk an inch. So I'm now only
far?
5 foot.
Right.
Okay, so 5 feet, at least
that
five.
That sounds so little. 5 foot.
5 foot.
I mean, you know. I'm
all right, y'all.
They, you know.
Yeah,
this
fine.
Your girl Poetic One. We're here
it's
each and every
real.
Wednesday from 9 to 11.
Jersey
I got my
girl.
Man DJ Steve, Jersey girl, Ace.
Yeah.
Boy, Ace
we
Blood.
Always in here. Get at us, y'all.
All right. Peace.